Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 5th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stubbe.
And I'm Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about intra-violence in the MTC party.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter frequency and on the 4930-15460 is shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about violence rocking the MTCT.
About 15 people were hurt, some of them seriously, when rival factions clashed yesterday at the MDC regional offices in Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo. A group allegedly linked to the acting MDC president, Nelson Chamisa, is said to have attacked party members aligned to Vice President Thokozani Kube in broad daylight.
Chamisa and Kube have been fighting over the control of the MTCT following the recent death of founding MTC President Moken Tsvangirai. Chamisa was endorsed by some top organs of the party as the acting president and 2018 MTC Alliance presidential candidate.
However, Kube maintains that she is the acting president, claiming that Chamisa broke party rules to get the post. What will it take to end the MDCT clashes?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ekubandla le-MTCT. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu kobulawayo abatshayiweyo sibili bekhona ngale emahofisini e-MTCT. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngalabo okuthiwa bakuhlangothi kubicele le-MTC elisekela uNkosazana Thokozani Kube. Kuzobuya abanye labo okuthiwa ke basekela uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Yibo kuthiwa bahambe khona ngale bafika ke baphosa amatshe kwathi abantu abaningi balimala. Abantu abangu-15 sibekuthiwa balimele, abanye bangkhona balimele okuzwayo. Kodwa ke esifuna ukukhangela kakhulu ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuthiwani kubandla leli. Kambe kuzoba lokukhumisana umlota na kumbe vele kuyahlala kunjalo ngoba abanye bathi kwenzakala konke lokhu ngenxa yokuthi kukhangelwa uhlangothi olulodwa kumbe ngithi umhlobo wodwa yongane uyagongodwa. Singazi abanye bathi hayi asikho khonokho. So asiphoqeni izulu kandaba. Ye, Wande kunjalo fowethu.
Ndiri pangu Mr. Dube makadini zvenyu.
Yeah.
Nyaya yedu yanhasi inyaya isinganyatsonakidza nokuti tanga tangova nemorari uya kungoti zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka tiri kuenda kusarudzo violence vanhu vese vanga vachitaura kuti hatidi violence mazuva apera boka rebato rezanupf ndo raimboita sorinopomerwa mhosva dzekuita zvemhirizhonga. Asi zvatava kuona iko zvine zvimu MDCT zvichanyatsonakidza nokuti kurwisana kwacho kwaita sokuti Wande. Nhasi uno tiruda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muMDC T zvikuru sei nyaya dzokurwisana kuri kuita vanhu vebato rimwe chete. Zvina zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Nokuti kune vamwe vanoti vanosapota vachamisa, vamwewo vachiti vanosapota Thokozani Kube. Saka panyanzvi kuti vaita zvinhu zvose pamwe chete sevanhu vebato rimwe chete pavanokurwisana ipapo nenyaya iyoyi. Kunyange vabati vezvigaro mubato iri vamwe vanonzi havachakwanisa kuita basa ravo nokuti vanzi havasisiriwo vari kuita pakadeswa vamwe. Vamwevo vanongonzi iwewo hauchataura zvinhu zvichataurwa naningi. Saka zvose izvozvi zvichati zvakanaka. Nezuro kwekare koko kwakaita rally kuChinoi. asiva mwewe poka rimeche jeroro vanga wanyo msangano kublawayo saka hizo sunura za kusawira na kukuru kuru kuramba kuchende rambeli toda utititari senye yacho nasi tiwene kuti zinga fami suase uwezo kuti runyararo kungawi ya se mapoka ya wayaya.
Thank you so much Mr. Wande. We have got our first guest and that is Mr. Mlandu Ngube, who is the MTCT youth chairperson in Bulawayo. Mr. Ngube, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ngube, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Ngube, Mlandu Ngube, can you hear us?
I think I can hear you.
Are you on the line, Mr. Mlandu?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Thank you so much. We're not hearing you. So tell us, what is going on in Bulawayo? You know, we know that there are some people that were actually attacked. And some pointers are saying Mr. Mlandu Ngube was leading the group. Is that true?
That is a lie. Yesterday, I went to the office around one, which is the MTCT provincial office, as the provincial chairman, attending a meeting which was there, which was called by the vice president, Madam Kuku. So when I got there, when I was about to get into the entrance, I saw some faces that I know, and these people are not members of the MTCT Youth Assembly or any wing in the party. So when I wanted to force myself to get in, those people refused me. So when they refused me, when I was still trying to negotiate them to get in, a brick came from inside the office, and it came out and hit a car that was standing outside. And the driver of that car drove fast using the reverse gear. He wanted to run me off, and then I ran away.
Mr. Ngube, can you clarify this for me, please? You said the brick came from inside the office?
Yes. Oh. And it hit the car, which was standing behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. And when I tried to escape the vehicle, the driver of the vehicle started to run after me. He wanted to run me off. And then immediately, I then went home later to be called back and find that some members of the youth assembly who were attending the same meeting were injured, and they were already beaten using those stones that were coming from the office.
So are you saying these are not MTCT members that actually attacked others who were attending the meeting?
Yes, because for instance, I can give you an example of a guy called Mtokozi Sinqusi. The guy who left MTC in 2015, he's our former secretary from Mpopo Mapelandaba district. So even if everyone can buy the chronicle today, the guy is in the front page. So what was he doing in our office? He was actually the one who was manning the gate. He's not part of our security, neither is he close to any structure.
Mr. Nguye, earlier today, I spoke to Mr. Obed Gutu, and he indicated that the people who attacked the offices were indeed MDC party members. Now,
it's unfortunate. I don't know which MDC does he refer to, because first of all, how does he find himself in Bulawayo? When we called to the meeting, we told that this meeting is made up of structures from North, South, and Bulawayo. So, and after all, yes, he was suspended by the National Council. And I don't know what he means when he says MTC. Maybe he has got his own MTCT. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm the chairperson of the province.
Mm-hmm.
The members of the Youth Assembly and the members of Mayming were locked outside.
So you can see, Mr. Nguve, why the nation is sort of in a quandary, because now we don't know who to believe. The people don't know who to believe, because if they go to somebody else, they give a different version from that given by another. So it's quite confusing, and we hope that by the end of this program, we will have come to some understanding so that people can go ahead and do whatever they want to do in terms of supporting their political party.
Thank you, Mr. Wande. I think we've got our second guest, and that is Professor Shakespeare Amauswa. He's at the Mulungushi University in Zambia. Mr. Amauswa, how are you?
I'm fine, Wande. How are you?
Yeah, we are all fine. So I think Wande can pose that question now.
Dr. Kube na Obed Gutu va kuda pachena kuti ivo vane chibandiko chavo cheMDC. Ma kubira zviri kuitawo zviri kuratidza kuti saka kubuda kwekuzoita mirizhonga uku yanya yekuti vanhu vari kurwira kuva nekuti vave variyo vari kushandisa maofisi sangano iyi. Zvinoitikawo zvakare zvandiri kuona zvokuitika mubato reMDC. Chingangopedza nyaya yose iyi pane zvinhu vanhu vongati kuda zvitatu zvinogona kuchimwe chezvitatu ichocho chikaitika. Chokutanga ndechekuti mapurisa emuZimbabwe anofanira kuita basa ravo, osunga vanhu vari kunzi vakonzera mhirizhonga. Ndo chimwe chinhu chinogona kuburitsa kuti vari kunyanya kukonzera mhirizhonga idzi vanani. Chechipiri chinofanira kuitika ndechekuti zvinoita sekuti vanhu vari mubato reMDC havasi kutaurirana asi vari kushandisa mhirizhonga kuratidza kunyunyuta kwavo. Ndo zvinogona kunge zvimwe zviri kuitika. Pashaika kutonge gava anokwanisa kuenzanisa vanhu vakaita saDr Kute neavo vanotsigira vachamisa. Pakawanikwa munhu anomira pakati achienzanisa vanhu vavo, zvinogona kufamba zvakanaka. Chimwe chechitatu chingangovapo ndechekuti kana sekutaura kwaita Dr Kute vachiratidza kuti ivo vane rutsigiro ruzhinji rwakawanda, zvinoratidza sekuti vanga vachiratidza kuti ivo vaane chisimbi chavo cheMDC chavanotungamira chakasiyana nechavachamika. Zvaungodiwa kubuda pachena kuti vanhu vaite separation kana kuwirirana kwaramba vochirega kurovana, nekuti ivo tikuona vakuru ava vakaita savagutu vakaita saDr Tokozankut kubva kunyange kubhoera hapana patakaona mavanga avo, asi tiri kuona vadiki vari pasafu mayuti avo ndo akakuvara. Saka zviri kushamisa kuti sei ivo havana ndo vari kurohwa asi havana kukuvara. Saka zviri tiki hazvina tozviripi. Chitouyawo kuna ivo vatungamiriri MDC vakaita savanyuve vanga vachitaurawo, vari kufanirawo kuti vatinatsoburitsa pachena zvinhu zviri kuitika, nekuti sezvamanga muchitaura kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe harusanatozivi kuti zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei, ndiani ari kukonzera mhirizhonga uye ndiani ari kutaura chokwadi. Saka panoda kuti pagadzirise bato ravo rinofanira kuti rigadzirise nyaya yemhirizhongayo ipere. Kunyanya-nyanya mutungamiri webato iri vachamisa, vanofanira kuchiratidza kuti mutungamiri anokwanisa kuve nemasimba ekumisa zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi. Kana vari kuita mhirizhonga ava varamba kuteerera, vanofanira
kudzingwa. Okay. Professor Amauswa, murambi zvenyu muri parunhare. Tinodzoka kwamuri mbaimbai. Jure, Mr. Amauswa here is indicating a few points that are of interest. You know, he says that it's now quite clear that Kupe and Gutu are now on one side,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the other to the other members of the, you know, mm-hmm. Top hierarchy. And this can also be seen in the way they are fighting for the control of the party property.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's already a self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. in the sense that each group knows that they, you know, the more they grab, maybe the better. They are not talking, he says, because they are using violence to express whatever thoughts that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the constant claim of support, when Dr. Kupe says she has followers and Chamisa says I have followers, it's a clear divide that has been drawn, that there are already two camps in the party.
Mm-hmm.
So that poses a very difficult scenario already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sibuyele ke kubaba Umlando Ncube. Baba Ncube, nxa sisikhangela ke ngodaba lolu, like lahamba lina khona ngale emapholiseni, lafika la kubeka khonokho ositshela ngakho ngoba abantu abakwazi ukuthi yilaba kumbe yilaba kumenjani khona?
Siripotile. Ama-members e-Youth Assembly achayiweyo aripotile. Abalimeleyo sibaripotile, ama-medical report bala. And siyathemba amapholisa azachwayisisa udaba lolu. Ngiresponde futhi, uyazi, kuyamangalisa ukuthi umuntu obe ngu-spokesperson we-MDC onjengogudu at-national level, uyabuya ethi yena inozo. We want to identify ukuthi lana ama members e structures e MDCT at provincial level. Mina lo banda lama organizers ema province singekho ubazela ngabona abantu. Maybe utsho eyakhe MDC lo njoba yena wathi ethu say equity. So mina I still stand abantu abachaye abantu aso bantu be MDC. Unless ugudu engangitshela ukuthi umthokozi zincube ukusiphi structure lapho khona ngizavuma ukuthi abantu be MDC.
Mhm. So abantu laba kade bebangaki mzala?
Iqiniso lihle ukuthi ngibale ukuthi bebangaki. Ngabe ngilamanga mina engathi ngibone abayi 10 ade bevale esangweni egedini. Iningi labo belibuye litholwe ngeroli. Iroli kaBhebhe bahle bafakwa phakathi kwehofisi. So bebejika amatshe bewachiphela phandle. Ngoba khona vele amatshe esitaradeni laphana kawakho. Amatshe akhona naphakathi kwehofisi ngoba ayenzakala when isirenoveta ihofisi leya.
Mm-hmm. So singathi bebengafuni ukuthi lina lingene phakathi?
Bebengafuni.
So lina sabiselanga ngamatshe kumbe kuligcine ngasaphosilude?
Mina ngihle ngasuka ngaya ngekhaya ngase ngibuya amayinsi ade phandle sebelimele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we talk about such an issue, Mr. Ncube, we know the gravity of such cases. So, when you reported this case to the police, so what indications did you make to actually bring out the truth out of this?
We really explained what transpired to what people want to investigate as a plan. And the police have said that I had twice before. And we have to go to the police. So, the community is found because I can't look for another.
So, what
do you
identify?
Yes, but then finally, ngoba umuntu ade phosa amatshe umuntu ungundoda okuthiwa ngu-Alfred Ncube and then yena lo kakho structure separate kube lo mqoqo omkhulu uBhebhe ube jikijela amatshe ecatshe ngesitu esebenzi ephume ethole isitulo seplastic esenza ihawu ejikijela abantu ngayo and then laba abanye njengoba ngijhile ukuthi ngabantu abangasebe bandla lethu asibani kodwa vele ihlekanya nasibile linyanganyana.
Are you alleging that that Pepe was actually stoning people?
Yes.
Prophet Nico Pepe?
Yes, Honorable Prophet Nico Pepe.
But he said, you know, an interview with him, and he said, no, what he was doing was to, you know, try to cool down the timbers, you know, all those kind of things.
Cooling down, which is Christina.
Okay.
How did he cool down? If he tried to cool down the timber, how did he do it?
Okay, so now who are we going to believe here, Mr. Mlando Ncube?
What must be understood is that there is a certain agenda. These people that we are talking about, Ngavantu Ateve, who have been refusing to attend constitutional organs of the party, which is the National Council. I mean, I want to comment from the National Council because he called up Mpelelako. The National Council made a decision. And to be honest, vapiwa more 7 days to come and explain their challenges to as a standing committee, as a standing committee member. But kabafuni. Honestly, there is no provision in this part where the leadership in the standing committee level can come and call branch members or a regional meeting at the provincial office without notifying the chairperson of Bulawayo, the chairperson of Matebele in the South, the chairperson of Matnot. I can say no, without notifying. After all, this meeting is not constitutional. So it's a side. This is why Ukutu, SCPNA, those were members of the MTC, meaning to say they are on MTC because, honest, I'm the chairperson of MTC. A constitutional one, which could know the clear, what at Congress I voted for him. He knows it. But now I get to the meeting that he says the government of MTC, he refuses me inside. And they ask anyone in Bulawayo, they know who is the chairperson of the MTC. And then you ask them, what owns Uvenga? That's the question.
Yeah, so, okay, fine, Mr. Wande. What this guy is saying is that, you know, there are some people who are throwing stones all over the show. And he's actually claiming that Mr. Patnico Pepe is one of those people who threw a stone. Mr. Pepe, you are on the line right now. So, good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, very fine. So, we are told here by Mr. Mlandu that you were actually participating in this stoning business. Did you throw a stone, Mr. Pepe?
Right. Can I correct a lot of things that I heard you say?
Yes.
If you go to the UNDC Constitution, the National Organizing Secretary is not created by anyone. According to the MDC Constitution, the National Organizing is in charge of all the structures up to the provincial level. The National Organizing can actually call any meeting of all those structures at any given time. So I don't need to ask for clearance. If you read again the Constitution of the Movement for Democratic Change, there is no way where it says a meeting has got to be cleared. And after all, if you are saying it has got to be cleared, it's cleared by who? Because there is no provision for that. So there is no clearance of a meeting. That's point number one. Point number two, surely, how does a person who is throwing a stone from outside the office, where the lecturer was, can easily identify that person threw a stone? That's point number one. Point number two, the only time where I came out of that field, I jumped into my vehicle, trying to save my vehicle, and I drove off. So when did I throw a stone? And it's unfortunate that, look, as long as people are trying to fix issues, and then they start lying to the nation, lying to the public, lying to the world, it is not building anything. And after all, if you want to build, you engage. You engage honestly, without lying to people, then you are going to solve the situation. But going out on the air and lie, it is just unfortunate. It's not solving anything, but it's actually exacerbating the problem.
Thank you, Mr. Pepe. But before you stop talking there, did you make a report yourself about what happened?
Yes, I made a report, and my IR number is 2244/18 of yesterday. I really did that, make that report myself. And there is a document that is open.
And I guess in that statement that you made to the police, you alleged that Mlandu Ncube is one of those people that were actually throwing stones.
Yes,
so
I did because what they did was they broke the front gate. And as I was coming out, I actually identified, because those are the people of the party that you know, I actually identified them. This is why I'm very confident that he was there. He was commanding, and for him, knowing that he was there and commanding, and for him to come and lie and say, I'm doing a stone, it's actually surprising. It actually shows the shallowness. It actually shows who, in actual fact, is causing problems within our party.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, gentlemen. Let's give you a breather a little bit. Mr. Wanda, I think we can hear
this
what they're saying.
This is very interesting.
But
very interesting.
Then we've got a call on Mbongeni Stole on the line. Baba Stole, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba kanjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Silabantu beMTC lapha sikhuluma ngodaba lokujikijelana ugongodana ngamatshe. So wena uthini ngodaba lolo?
Lolu daba lolo mina ngiyalisola kakhulu. Mina ngiyinto engisola kakhulu ngisola wona abantu bakithi laba besindebeleni. Abantu bakithi esindebeleni bona bayenza into osuka nje benza into abangayazi. Enke yokuqala nje ngo-2005 bayenza leyo nto oshibe ncube sababona baphuma. kuthe ngo 2008 lapho ukhetho okwakufanele ukuthangalalo yini khona kodwa ngendlela yokuthi wabeqamukele phakathi abesindebeleni bawavoda yikho kwenza ukuthi iNDP igcine ngalini ukhetho sikubonile futhi ngo 2014 lapho kwaphuma khona uTendayiliti but uTendayiliti sebekhulumisene laboshman sebekhulumisene into esiyinkinga manje bomakhuphe futhi yibo abantu besindebeleni bona labo bebha baye baba bethumile futhi ku-NDC ngo 2005 manje bebuyekile ku-NDC nguye umuntu onguye lo mkhuhlane orongo osefuna ukufaka abanye labo makhuphe labo lavu momoya nguye umuntu oserongo manje futhi osefuna ukuthi futhi akhithe abanye bantu badisephi NDC into futhi ezenza ukuthi igcine ingalwini lelo khetho futhi ngendaba zabo emandebeleni into erong abamamele khona lokho okuyikho sokukhulunywa yibona labo eharale khona lokho ngokuthabisa uredi losekelo mina into ezoyitsho kuphela ukuthi mabengafuni mabaphume ku-MDC once MDC sizobona ukuthi emandebeleni sizokhokhelwa ngobani thina esemandebeleni into ekhona sesisapota uChamisa yinto enjengiyicelayo mina njengami isapota uChamisa kanye lamadebele nje wonke abasupport uChamisa ngichabezani PF bonke njaba kamduru bonke asupporteli uChamisa nguye umuntu ozaba ngupresident eZimbabwe nje omutsha njalo nguye umuntu omutsha esimthembileyo ukuthi akhokheli into nje engicelayo ukuthi uma abukhuphe abazehlise asosikhathi sokubela izikhundla lesi ngoba leyo nto vele bayilona ngeyo basayina already uChamisa sengumkhokheli ye-MDC lento nje abasayilina nje kayikho kanti futhi enye into ubona wazoyenza njani kanti umhlangano abanye abantu belomhlangano lejinoyile esishoneni bona bayezowabo kutho ukuthi lowo mhlangano kungekho emthethweni ngoba mankinyezwa lo omunye e-MDC lo elide uganda naye uthi ubengawazi lowo mhlangano uzosuthi abantu bashaya kuphela so kuyinto erongo leyo kokuthi bona bazozenzela imihlangano yabo bodwa abanye abantu nabo besenziyabo imihlangano bodwa bengakhulumisanako kuyinto erongo leyo ngoba enye into ezogcina belimazana bona bodwa ngendaba zokwenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni
esitole baba
bona moya ukubona ukuthi wona kurongo bakubona ukuthi kurongo mabaphume ekadleni le-MDC kuphela ngiyabonga baba
esitole baba sibongile kakhulu so what Mr. Story is saying is that you know the problem is emanating from the Pepe side he says Pepe and Miss Kupe should actually leave the MDC because Chamisa is the true leader now and is urging everybody to back Chamisa so I don't know whether you want to pose the question to Mr. Pepe, maybe in Shona or Mr. Amahuso.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask one question from each of the gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pepe, problem is apparently Mirishonga yose critical. How mnofunga kuti muchai gadirisa sei kuti isarambe ichienderera nokuti yasvika pasi sina kunaka iko zvinezvi. Zvakutonyadzisa kunzwa mamwe mamwe mapato ezvematongero enyika achiti vanoda kuuya kuzogadzirisa nyaya iyi yekuti vanhu vomuMDC vasarwisana kudai muchaigadzirisa sei nyaya iyi vanhu vasati vanyatsokuvara
zvatinofanira kuziva chekutanga anorwa vanhu asitwa vanhu kudzidzikara kuti but in this case
can you move a little bit, Baba Pepe? Is this an answer? Kategi, if on Yako, still move a gun. Still move a yes, so I'm so the hand. Kubega give up. Kubega up. No, I think Mr. Pepe's phone is giving us a problem. Mr. Pepe will phone you back. Right now, so maybe you can pose the same question to Mr. Amahuso. Yeah. Then we'll get back to Pepe.
Professor Amahuso, Muripo Parain.
Yes, Muripo.
Murugunza, Trigunza, Izzy, Kuti, Yaya, Isha, Ishirikuri, Noko Gazirizwa. Munofunga, Tichi, Ngaitua, Kuti, Yaya, Ikum, Zekupora, Isarabe, Chender, Rasis, Arquita, Nukuti, Sokuzaka Murquita, Kunodwana, Namati, Maviri. Akanyatsodzika midzi vari kutaura vakasimba vachitaura zvekudivi kwavo munofunga chinofanira kuitwa chii kuti nyaya iyi itonhore zvishoma
ya maonera andinoita ndekuti zviri pachena kuti iko zvino sezvataona mazvionekwa nevazhinji kuti pane mabandiko maviri endct so 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 tigapo tichingada kuitwa apa ndeke kuti kana avo vari kufunga kuti ndo vanofanira kunge vari ivo vari kutungamirira NDC vari kuti vachamisa vakatora ngati masimba zvisiri pamutemo chekutanga chavanogona kuita kuratidza ruzhinji rwezimbabwe kuti ivo vanhu vakadzikama uyezve vane gwara rakanaka votaurirana nana vachamisa nyika yozvoona kuti vabhebhe namaikupe vazama kutaura navachamisa zvaramba nekuti mashoko anobudawo kune vatungamiri vakaita sanavamudhuri vari kuti ivo vaedza nepavanogona napo kuti vagare pasi nana vabhebhe ivavo namaikupe vachitaurirana kuti tofambisa sei nyaya yebato ravo asi chiri kubuda ndechekuti awa havasimba kutaurirana vagutu vakasuspendwa nebato ravo asi vanoonekwa vari kubulawayo apo bato ravo richiita musangano kuchinoi saka chiri kungodiwa apa ndechekuti vanhu ava vanofanira kuziva kuti bato ravo rikutungamira ndere vanhu kana ngavataurirane kana zvaramba muchienda kumatare egosa anotonga nyaya yavoona kuti
vari pachokwadi gerapi ndonga
ndozvinogona
kuitika ipapo profesa hamauswa tina vabhebhe varipo paline apa toda kuti vambopindura zvamuri kutaura Mr. Bhebhe muri kutinzwa?
I can hear you loud and clear.
That's good we can hear you so well. Manzwa zvatorwa vona na professor Hamauswa zvekuti hamusi kuda kutaurisana asi muri kuita zvokurwisana uyezve hapana umwe wenyu anoda kuteerera vamwe umwe noumwe anongoti zvaangofunga ndizvo zvomwe kutoita ipapapa chii chiri kuitika muri kuzvifambisa sei
mira ndimokudzosa nenguva yegukura hundi muna 1982 vanhu vakaurayiwa kumateveleland after vaurayiwa kumateveleland kozonzi vanhu vafa 20,000 kozonzi huyatauri vanhu that is a wrong culture taakuona izvezvi kumdc pane kuti in the first place madifferences edu taachifanira kutaurirana asi zvatinoona ndezvokuti hapana kutaurirana vamwe vanongotora tsvimbomugodzi ipapo vachiti tsvimbomugodzi havasi kumira vanongokuti tsvimbomugodzi voti huyatitaura tsvimbomugodzi huyatitaure hapana zvakadaro muupenyu kuti unorova munhu uchiti huyatitaurirana panotaurirwana they suppose kuti hai tine madifferences edu huyaitigare pasititaurirana but hauti iwe kana mukaita madifferences oita tsvimbomugodzi uchiti tsvimbomugodzi chauti huyatitaurirana hapana zvakadaro hazviitike zvakadaro because where the difference panofanira kuita dialogue not kuita zvetsvimbomugodzi now tsvimbomugodzi wekuti ndoti tsvimbomugodzi huyatitaurirana zvaakufanana nezvamugabe muna 1982 achianlisha gukura hundi kuti anoendlisha gukura hundi kutyityidzira vamwe akavatyityidzira obva kuti huyaititaurirana this is what we are saying it is wrong hazvigone kuti zviite right nyange munhu aine vanhu vakawanda hauite vanhu vakawanda kuti iwe ndaita vanhu vakawanda ndozorova ivavo vashoma unenge vachiva varovere chii ivo varirashuva vari vashoma if you are claiming kuti vari vashoma so vari vashoma tine madifferences how can we sit down and solve our differences than using single mugodzi hazvigone izvozvo
okay Mr. Juve you heard what Mr. Bhebhe is saying he's saying just like what happened in the gukura hundi era where people were being brutalized on one hand with the government of Mugabe on the other side saying come let's sit down and negotiate making a reference to that in terms that this is exactly what is happening again the other side we can extract from what he says that the other side with the MDC is perpetrating the violence but on the other side they are also saying come let's sit down and talk so that's the analogy that he's giving which I don't know
yes so as a follow up let's get hold of this gentleman that is on the line and that is Mr. Vekezelwa Matuma Matuma kunjani
Ngiyaphila dube kunjani
bo? Siyaphila kakhulu sibili ngena kona phe isikadi iso sesihambile. Wena ukubona njani konke kwenzakala ku MTC? Njalo bangakukhulumisana njani kumlotha madumo? Ngamafishane baba.
Ngiyafishane sibili dube hey lokho kubuhlungu kithi sihlezi eceleni silalele esikhangeleyo. Kusukucaba ukuthi kungizani yaloya kungizani teni. Ngesikhathi ibhazalala kumele abantu sibambanini singonthi siyenzani. Yikho lapho isiqalo sokulwisana khona isiyinike i-advantage ongamelanga iyithole. Angazi ukuthi kushoda ngapi. Ngesingami sibili bengifisa ukuthi nga kuyavuma. Nga njengoba kwasokwenziwe kwayenziwa ngendlela eyenziwa ngayo ukuthi uShamisa sefakiwe lapha. Nga umama uKhuphe lo baba uBhebhe labanye bayakukhangela bekhangele phambili kulokukhangela eduze. Bakhangele muva lapho esavela khona. Ukuthi lapho esifuna ukuya khona sesikhathana okunganani. I-Congress ye-MDC ikhona ngo-2019. Akula ndlela ezabizwa ngayo i-Congress nendlela okwenzakala ngayo. Izabuya ngo-2019. Kesiqala kwakhathi esikhangeleni leyi i-problem esesilesikhathi esingaka silwisana layo. Sifuna ukuthi siyisolva njani. Ngoba kade sinxakunje sokucaca ukuthi sokungesinye isplit se-MDC esingeke sisibalekele isplit leso sisho ukuthi lama-voters asplitwa futhi. So ukuthi sithi silikhona esiza kubamba ukuthi siqede udubo lwe-ZANU-PF nxa kusenziwa kanje ahambo nanokukhatshana kakhulu.
Ye, so ngesikhiwa ke nxa ngakubuza ukuthi how do they solve this problem Mr. Maduku?
At the moment Dube, I think a big damage has been done. It looks like the you know reconciliation is far from separation. I think we are heading really for another split in the a regrettable split in the MTC. And as much as possible, some of us did not wish for that, especially at this moment. This was the time when everybody needed to unite and focus on what is left of ZANU-PF to just finish it off. You know, considering how far we have come, how much we've struggled to bring change to Zimbabwe. At the very last moment, when we thought things would be working out, that is when we started having squabbles and another split. So, but my take was, if it was possible, all those that are against the leadership that has been put in place, whether legally, constitutionally or not, but for purposes of Zimbabwe, they come down and reconcile and work with their differences as they are, but within the party, and not split, then wait for the 2019 Congress, where they are going to sit down and sort all the issues around the problems within the party. I think that is my take.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuma. Fuzwayo, Spongle Akulum Nunza.
Okay, Tube. Thank you so much.
Yes, so Mr. Mlandu Ncube, there you are. I think Mr. Matuma has got a solution to your problems. Do you take it, or you think you need to fight more?
No. We have never fought. I have never been on the fighting end. I have been saying, let's unite and work and remove ZANU-PF. If most of these three leaders from our region can be honest, I am the person who have personally met them and spoke to them about this issue, and they know my mind, that I am saying, the thing has been done. Honestly, we have had, now there are two people, I don't think they are members of the MTCT. They have made it very clear that what the National Council did, it did it. Now, let's work and go forward and wait for Congress 2019. No one has refused the Congress. But we are saying, the election is next week. We go for Congress. We are crying about funds. We use the same funds. So, what do we put first? The party president, the party position, or the people of Zimbabwe first? So, we must put the people of Zimbabwe first and move forward. And before I say anything, remember during the split, Gabriel Chaiva was the darling of ZPC. And if you check the trend these days, you'll just have an answer. Someone has become the darling, given live coverage on ZPC News, but they can't cover the Chinoy rat. It then raises eyebrows from the people. That's something somewhere is wrong.
For those that are not watching ZPC, tell us exactly what you are talking about.
No, for instance, since yesterday, I'm told from 1 o'clock, my name has been being mentioned by one senior member of the MTC saying I'm the most violent person. I was throwing stone to his car. And so that is very clear. Someone somewhere has been given nice time on the MTC. And it's very clear. You know, if you see the enemy giving you his jacket, what does that mean?
So but what's the starting point, Mr. Mlandincube? What's the starting point for negotiations for you guys to get back together? Oh, this is it, you know?
No, I'm saying negotiations. As I told you, that there are two national councils that have been held, and we are saying last time the council said the leadership must engage each other 7 days, and 7 days was off. And the other national council was held and said 7 days, and also those 7 days are coming off. We cannot be standing on one point, but because we've got people that need to know what we are going to provide for them when we win elections. Actually, how do we negotiate with people who bring thugs, who bring people who are not members of the party to our party to so-called party program, who actually refuses us? If you want to negotiate, you must allow the person that you want to negotiate to the meeting, but you refuse the person to get into the meeting. I was refused. Even today, I wanted to park my car in the office. I was refused.
Thank you, Mr. Mlandincube. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Ngobile Mabena who says, yeah, you MDC people, we don't care about you. The Mtwakazi Republic Party will win everything. Because you are fighting you people. Ndlovu Prista says, they must go and campaign for Chamisa and leave Makupe alone. Please, leave Makupe. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu says, can you call me? I think we are going to call you, Mr. Msunduzwa. Tulani Nkiwane says, yeah, this thing is very ugly as it is right now. Won't vote for certain people. And then Tandwe Mvunda says, already it's too late. MTCT has been beaten in the elections. Then Tendai Zenda says, extraordinary Congress, chete chete. And then we've got Ndlovu Prisca again says, we can't unite. Why do they look down upon Makupe, the interim leader of the MTCT? This is what people are saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got a call on it.
Yes. Tina. Vamtsvakiwa muripo.
Vamtsvakiwa varipo.
Eh, makadini ko baba?
Tiripo ku studio 7 makadini.
Awa tiri nani, nyaya ndiya nhasi ino siririsai, tibatsirevo.
Chokwadi, ndinotanga nekukwadzisa maZimbabwe pasi pese kwavari kunzvimbo ikoko. Ndinotanga kuita rusha pamhepo kuti Chamisa oye oye. Right. Pandanya inorwadza zvikuru maZimbabwe. Tiri kutaura kudai tiri musango. Iye muri kwamuri kubroadcasta muri ikoko tinokudai mubroadcasta muri kwachamisa kumusha uku. Pandanya iri kuita mai vedu vataida zvikuru vanonzi mai Kupi. Ende nina zvino tinovada mai varo. But ndine hurombo kuti pane vanhu vakazotandaniswa neyatinoti military junta iyaiya iri kutonga kumusha kuZimbabwe uko. Saka isusu zvedu hatishandisa masoja, tinongoshandisa zvinenge zvataurwa nemunhu watakasiyirwa nababa vatsvangirai akaita saChamisa. Mai Kupe tiri kunzwa tinoverenga ende tiri kuvaona. Vane nguva yakati rebei vasina kuuya kana kusangana, uye tinovaona kana vachiti vapedza zvemupalamendi. Havasi kuda kusangana nemastructures kana kuti nevamwe vavo vemuparlamende kuti vaite kokasi zvekuti musangano wedu uenderere mberi. Patava kuda kusvika kwasara only 4 months kana ndisingakanganisi kuti tisvike kuvhota, Chamisa ainde mberi kwenyika. Saka zvaita Mai Kupe havasi kuteerera kubva vatangirai vachiri vapenyu. Izvozvi vatangirai vafa vanenge vari kuda vanenge vasingadi. Vati tine urombo Mai Kupe vari kushandiswa nechikwata chevanhu vakaita sevamuri kudana vari pamhepapo, ava vekunkaiva Abednego Bhebhe nevamwe vavo. Ngavachenjerere mai vavo, tanga tichivada, but tine urombo. Vakatorerwa havo masimba Mai Kupe navaBhebhe. Saka isusu semaZimbabwe tiri kuti tiri kuita rally behind mukomana wechidiki watiri kuona anenge ane vision nemangwana redu maZimbabwe nevana vedu nezvizvikuru zvichauya neni muri kuAmerica nemutava wese uri kwauri ikoko.
Nae vamtsvakiwa ndimbo kubatai muromo ipapo zvishoma. Mai Kupe vari kuti ivo izvi zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa maererano nezvakanyorwa mubumbiro romutemo weMDC kuti ivo ndivo vakasarudzwa navanhu ndivo vangafanira kufanira kubata chinzvimbo chokutungamira bato pari zvino ndivo pavari kumira napo ipapo havasi kuramba vari kuti ngazvitwe maererano nezvakanyoreranwa pasi mubumbiro romutume webato renyu munoti chinyi kuna izvozvo
handisi kupikisana napresident kupe zvavari kutaura asi ndati pane vanhu vakavatorera territory yavo muofisi mavo vakatendera mbavha dzemurume akambotiza pati akazingwa navo maikupe
uyubhebhe
sori ndati ukandina urombo
ngatingotaura tingotaura zvati taura henyu
saka mutemo ndoo watiri kuda kutevera baba asi kubva takatarisa nekumonita kufamba kunoita vice president kupe kubva baba vatangirai vasati varwara kuenda kusouth africa maikupe havanga vasingadi kuteerera president aiva mberi kwavo zvakazoita kuti baba vatangirai vachiinda kusouth africa kunorwara kusvikira vatorwa nerufu vati munhu anga ari padhuze navo achiteererawo maparty procedures akaita semukomana wechidiki kupe wavakaona kuti ane ruzhinji guri kumuteerera kuti pasi isafe ndiwo watiri kuteerera nyango nanhasi maikupe vanga vasingadi kusvedera padhuze kana izvezvi kana mukazvitarisa tiri kuzviverenga tiri kuzviona havasi kuda kuuya kuti vagare pasi vaite izvozvo zvacho zvavari kuchemera zviri muconstitution saka handina shuwa kuti kana vachida zvemuconstitution zvotaurwa here pafoni kana kuti panhepfenyuro because havasi kuda kuinda kuchangira house kuHarare uko kuti vanogara nevamwe pasi vagadzirise zvinhu murunyararo pachedu ichinde muvhoti tigohwina zvine mupindo saka maikupe ndinoona panenge vakazvibita navo mafuta
haiwa vamuchakwadza tinotenda namashoko enyu he has got some issues here, but most of those issues are centered around Dr. Kupe. He says that she has not been participating in party issues even before Mr. Tsvangirai went to South Africa for treatment, and that even when Tsvangirai was alive, she was not really following Tsvangirai's orders, but instead she allowed herself to be misled by, he mentions Mr. Bebe, allegedly, by people like Mr. Bebe, according to him. So he is asking, if she wants us to follow the constitution, why doesn't she come to the party? Why doesn't she visit the structures? Why doesn't she participate in party issues so that these issues can be brought up and then, you know, her concerns would be addressed? Mm-hmm. Why is she not coming to the party?
Thank you. Yes. So
that's
now,
what he's
yes.
talking about.
Thank you, Mr. Wande. So now, let's turn to Mr. Pepe. Mr. Pepe, let's talk about first these allegations that you are the one that is actually in charge instead of Ms. Kupe, just briefly, and then secondly, the way forward. What happens next?
Actually, I don't know whether other people are witch doctors or sangomas. Because, look, I'm surprised if a person just dreams and says so-and-so is being cheated by so-and-so. Mm. I don't know that person. He might know me standing in front of the crowd, and how he thinks woodwinking President Kupe. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. That's his opinion, personal opinion of hatred. But anyway, before I say that, I have a serious problem with every Zimbabwean who undermines violence. I have a serious problem, which means we can say we want to grow democratically as a people of Zimbabwe. We will never grow because people don't want to address the cause of why we have got this problem. The major cause of why we have this problem is violence. No one wants to deal with the issue of violence. People just want to say people should sit down and talk. Right. Give you an example. People actually say those that are not coming for meetings should come within 7 days. We're giving 7 days. But within those 7 days, people have got the audacity of violating other people's rights. One, by beating them up. Two, by destroying their properties. Right now, if you look at their vehicles, how they are,
Surely, how then do you talk of people wanting to talk without it dealing the actual with the actual cause that is causing the problem in MTC?
Hmm.
The cause is violence. If we address first the issue of violence, and everyone is satisfied that the issue of violence has been addressed in full, then people are going to sit down and talk. You cannot say you are, I mean, perpetrating violence. At the same time, you are calling the victim to come and talk. It is the perpetrator that is calling the victim to come and talk. How then do you start talking about, you know, settling scores when you have not dealt with the issue of violence?
I assume, Honorable Pepe, that's the reason why Towazani Kupe is not attending MTCT meetings. She's scared of her life, right? Is that true?
It's actually one of those things. Let me give you a real petition.
Mm.
When we're debating a decision whether to participate or not participate on, you know, seats that we had actually expelled members of the party from parliament, it was so embarrassing. President Kupe had actually to break down. She actually broke down because there were people singing right at the door of a meeting that were debating that issue, denigrating her name, denigrating her name. And you're saying, such kind of behavior, how then do you expect people to coexist when there's that kind of a behavior? Right. Assume there's a misunderstanding about alliance. Other people, because in politics, you make sound decisions by consultation. When you try and consult, you are actually, vanguards are sent, come and pick you up. And how then continue in a situation where you know that any time I open my mouth with, a different view, I will be beaten up? How then do you converse with that kind of people? Because in other words, you are saying, just come back, sit down, and keep quiet, and let things happen. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
But if you can't deal with straightforward issues, and then you continue saying people should come down and sit. How do I sit down with a person who is actually holding a gun on my head? How do I start?
It's
actually not workable.
Thank you so much, Honorable Pepe. So can we have a quick reaction from Mr. Malandu Ncube?
Okay, thank you. First, I want Honorable Pepe to tell me whether it is negotiation where you went to 15th Avenue and fetched up the guys who are washing cars to come to the office, which structure do those people belong to? And secondly, if you look what happened in 2005 during the split, we know who was leading violence. If you happen to Bulawayo Congress in 2012, which ushered in Kotemo as the chairperson, we know who was leading violence. So the violent person is known. It's clear and
who
clear.
Who is it? Who is it?
Clear.
We don't know him.
It's Pepe.
Huh? Pepe?
It's Pepe. It's very clear. We still have got pictures and everything of him doing that violence. It's
Pepe.
Only that people leave him the time to come back and become the national organizing sector. It doesn't mean that we have forgotten what he did.
Let's get his quick reaction. Mr. Pepe, quick reaction there. Mr. Pepe?
No need to react to things that are hogwash.
Otherwise,
I'll be demeaning myself.
Thank you, Mr. Pepe. So I think we've got a caller.
Yes. Muripo era. Tinotenda kuti maita mwe murefu makabata nyu. Titaurirewo zvamunofunga.
Chakufanga ndoda kuti kuna vabebe. Ndakanga vari kumbembo.
Yeah, vari
kutaura maissues akadai handiti. Atange atinge tanga kuti akadzikura hundi kalibarizm handiti. Kechipiri kune maofisi emusangano wenyu munokuziva. Inini munohamba kuti chese chaitika mumhanya. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, tikukunzwa aitaura henyu.
Chese chaitika munomhanya pasoso media. Zvakafanana ndovarwa nemukadzi wako mumba, mukadzi wako akamhanya pane sito, pane zvinotongeka here? Hapana handiti. Muri kutemera kuti muda kutonga Zimbabwe, munoitonga here nepasocial media inini namai kuti hapatongeka Zimbabwe pakadaro. Tererai kuchema kwevanhu, vanhu ndivo vasarudza, handiti muri kuona. Kana vanhu vasarudza mozoenda kamunogara kongresi, mozotaurirana, handiti. Pane kuti pari zvino, mombotanga kuda kuratidza upenzi zvamuri kuita, munoziva zvinoitika. Kana paine bongo zvozvo, wani munhu akangoti hatipise, vese vanoteedzera pata hazvikonzere kamakatadza zvakaitika kubhoera zvezva. Pane vakanga varipo vanga vaine musimbo, wani anongoti hatipise, ruzhinji rwototeera asi panenge paine wani akonzereka musimbo, makambozvitarisa izvozvo. hamuna kugutarisa vadzidzi handiti chenja muri kungotarisa ndechekungoti ah mandevera azvonzi gukura huni ipashandise gukura huni hapasite kushandisa gukura huni yamuda kushandisa apa chiripo pada kushandisa pfungwa kuti muone takonzerwa kuti musoro utene chii hamusi kuteerera zviri kuda vanhu handiti muri kunzi makateerera vanhu zvigaro zvenyu munozvaa but imi muda kungotendera kuti gukura huni nekuti tiri mandevera haisiriyo nyaya musachemere
hukuru
Aiwa
tinotenda zvikuru.
Vanhu verudzi rwenyu mamhero akatova vari kuda zvakati. Handimuri kuona. Tarisai zvinoda vanhu vano Zimbabwe 37 years vachingotema. Inini chete zviri muda kudzoka. Tarisai pa muda Congress asi hamutaudza kuti maericans haane nguva yakaita sei. Tarisai paane nguva mutaudza zvecongress yamuri kuda izvi.
Aiwa
tati. Kuchemera hukuru hamuri kuda kuchemera asi hatariri. Topedza topedza.
Tinotenda zvikuru namashoko yavo Dube, you know, he is raising the issue that he is saying that when there are problems, people should not start talking tribalism or to invoke the Gukura Hundi experience. If these are party issues, they should be dealt with as party issues. He is taking exception to the inclusion of tribalism and the mention of Gukura Hundi to explain the problem in the MDC. He is also saying stay away from the social media. He's accusing Mr. Bebe and Kupe of always rushing to their social media instead of dealing with the people directly. So that those are the two things that he brought up.
So I've got Tendai Zenda who says the problem is a serious lack of understanding. Tsvangirai cannot anoint leaders. We stand guided by the constitution all the time. So now, Professor Hama Uswa, is there any solution in sight for these shooting sites? Do you see anything being solved here?
Yeah. What I can see is there is a lot of anger which is quickly growing into hatred, which might make the solution more difficult. But maybe, can you allow me to highlight certain issues to Mr. Bebe? I hope he's listening. Number one, Mr. Bebe is claiming that he's a national organizing secretary. Now, he is busy with a section in the Maryland, and for his own information, there are enough of people in Mutare, in Mutsi, who were also of the view that what Chamisa did was not the best way. So if they want to speak and focus on Matabeleland, what is going to happen to the people who were believing that they were right? What I think is they are supposed to go with what is now there, and they prepare for the Congress. As we can see, I did a small survey. NDCs, in terms of structures, there are many areas where there are no full structures, and they cannot go to the Congress without those structures. And it is Mr. Bebe's duty to do that. And when you look also at the voter registration in the Maryland areas, the numbers are not impressive, meaning that Mr. Bebe and his police, they are not doing enough job right there in terms of mobilizing people to register. And then the other thing is the MDC right now stands a good chance to defeat Zanu-PF or at least to block Zanu-PF from having to the majority. I don't know what Mr. Bebe thinks they will get when they split from MDC. And then the other thing is now these guys, we are discussing the issue of violence, which is just a manifestation of big ticket issues.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Prof. Unfortunately, there's no extra time here, Prof. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Professor Shakespeare Hama Uswa, who's an independent political commentator, Mr. Mlandu Ncube, MTCT Youth Chairperson for Bulawayo Province, and Honorable Abednego Bebe, MTCT National Organizing Secretary. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night. Bye.
And I'm Chanono Kanwande. We'll see you again next time. Thank you so much for spending time with us.